Blog Talk Radio. morning. Good morning. Good morning. Can anyone hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So how are you doing this morning?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Good morning.
You can start it.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Prophetess-elect Cecilia Kaiser. Today is a blessed morning that the Lord has made for us to have life, to love, and to cherish, and to bless His name. I give honor to God to everyone that's up this morning listening to the program to worship and to hear the prayer and the words of God. I'm also blessing the Lord to bless me here and us with another day. 15 days to the birth of the great Son and Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to start off in a short prayer, and I want to say, Father, giving honor to you and to the Son, Lord Jesus Christ, for blessing us and sound man, able to hear, see, walk, and bless to praise another day of life to love you. Lord, I ask you to bless this world, bless the children that you have put here, that are still here to worship and to know that you are the one and the only one to worship and to praise and to thank you every day for giving us life that some of us do not have. But I thank you to bless the Prophetess-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Prophetess Sandra Thomas, Prophetess Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, and Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, to bless all our children and grandchildren and family, friends, and to the family and the nation of God. Lord, I thank you to bless these people today, the government, to bring all this hatred, this racial, this evil, and cover us in your name. Something, let us know. Bless our children. Bless the world, the people, among people. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for this day that you have given me life where I can function. I can see, I can feel, walk, breathe in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, and thank you. And I thank you.
Amen. Father God, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving, as Minister Stephen has already done. We enter into your courts with praise. God, we give you the fruit of our lips early in the morning, where we praise you and we glorify you and we magnify you and we extol you and exalt you, God. We thank you for the peace that you've given us that surpasses all understanding, for there's so much turmoil and war in other nations. But also, as Minister Sheila has already prayed, God, we would ask that we could have a nation where racism and prejudice has been obliterated and annihilated, and that your love prevails. God, because your love does not see skin color, your love does not see height, your love does not see weight. Your love does not see nationalities or ethnicities, but God, your love is unconditional love. God, teach America and Americans and people living in America how to love you and how to love one another. For God, if they truly love you, the love that they have in their hearts for you, they'll understand that they must have it for others. Teach us about love. Many of us, God, know how to like people. We know how to tolerate people. We know how to deal with people. We even know how to lust after people. But God, teach us how to love unconditionally the way you love us. When we disappoint you, you still love us. When we turn our backs on you, God, you still love us. When we backslide, God, you still love us. God, when we say all manner of mean and evil, you still love us. God, when we treat people the way we shouldn't treat them and allow people to treat us the way they shouldn't treat us, you still love us. God, when we don't forgive, you still love us. God, when we keep rehearsing the hurt, you still love us. Teach us, God, how to be loving, caring, committed, loyal, and dedicated people to you, God, all on our lives. To your word. Father God, I thank you for, I know although the phone dropped, that means that this prayer this morning really means something. Because God, although we were late, we still were dedicated enough to come and be on the line. God, I thank you that you let us see the tactics of the enemy, God, and we're still praying, and we're still communicating. And God, even when the phone dropped, you said, just call on back. And so, God, I thank you for the ability to call back in. I thank you for the ability to still stay on point. I thank you for the ability to still stay focused. I thank you for the ability to give you all the glory and all the praise. Father God, I thank you that your word is like a sword, a two-edged sword that pierces even unto the division of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow and the discerning of thoughts and intents of the heart. God, we thank you for your word should not return unto you void, but it should be accomplished in that for which you sent it. We thank you that your word shall prosper. And that is so wonderful to know that the word of God is a prosperous word. It's a beginning and ending word. It's a restoring word. It's a refreshing and reviving word. God, we ask you to revive, to restore, to refresh. God, we pray for the children of the Seabury family, the Kaiser family. God, we pray for the children of the Dickens family and the Thomas family. God, we pray for the children of the Wright family. God, we just pray for all children. God, because so many children are still doing the same things that we did and others did when they were growing up, God. But the one thing that it seemed like there was that it doesn't seem to be many of, which could be wrong, God, it doesn't seem like it's enough people praying for the children. Somebody prayed for me, God, continually. Somebody prayed for Minister Sheila continually, God. Teach us how to continually pray for the children. God, yes, we want to pray for ourselves, but teach us how to children, how to pray for others, God. How to remember that even a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children, not just his children, but his children's children. For even the wealth of the sinner, they know how to lay it up. God, we can see that all through the White House and other places, God, that the wealthy are getting wealthier and richer. And God, we who are saved, we who are the children of God, need to learn how to not just lay up the riches for our children, but the wealth and the riches of wisdom, the wealth and the riches of prayer, the wealth and the riches of praise, the wealth and the riches of what Father seeketh such to worship him, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So, God, we thank you for giving people the wealth that they can pass on to their children and their children's children of wisdom, godly wisdom, for the wealth of prayer. God, effectual, fervent prayer. So we thank you for the righteousness, God. For your word says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and are safe. So we thank you for the safety of your name. We thank you for the safety and the strength in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the safety and the strength of your word. And God, we thank you that the blessings of the Lord maketh one rich and add no sorrow. We thank you, God, that our heart is on you and our heart is in you, God, and that we will trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, and in all our ways acknowledge you, God, and know that you make our path straight. So we thank you for the straight path. God, we thank you for even those things in our lives that you called back to life, that you revived, that you refreshed. For even your words said that as you went and you had spoken, that Jesus, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. So, God, we call forth those things in our lives that will be dead, that need to be called forth, and that need to be loosed and let go. So, God, we thank you that we're having life in our lives, that we have abundance of living water in our lives. God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for not only who you are in our lives, but who you are in our children and our children's lives, God. Teach the children how to pray, God. Teach the children how to worship you in spirit and in truth. Teach the children how to praise you with their whole heart, God. Teach the children how to obey. Teach the children how to just shh. God, teach the children how to just shh. God, so many children are talking instead of listening. So many children are doing and saying all types of things instead of listening, God. Teach them how to just listen. And I'm going to take a time now to just have a shh moment. Help us, Father God, to be okay with the silence. Help us, Father God, to be okay with the pause, with the Selah moment. For that's a time for us to hear from you, God. Many times when we're praying, God, we're so busy speaking instead of listening. We've prayed your word, spoken your word. We've stood on your word, but we forgot to listen. We forgot to be silent. Listen. People are saying that God isn't speaking. People are saying that God isn't there. But God, you're listening and you're speaking. Many of us have conversations with others, including you, God, and we're so busy speaking until we can't hear what you're saying. God, we overtalk one another. We all try to talk at the same time. Many of us are so busy speaking and saying what we want to say until we can't hear what you're saying. Children are over-talking adults. And God, many times we call it disrespectful when the children are over-talking us. But God, we forget how disrespectful it is when we're over-talking you. We repent, God, for not listening, for you are truly speaking. God, we want to not only hear what you're saying, but we want to obey what you're saying. Because many of us, God, you've opened up our blinded eyes so that we could see. You've given us the ability to speak. You've given us the ability to ask you for wisdom. You've given us the ability to hear. Open up our deaf ears. And God, teach us to close the mouths that you've given us. For some of us were dumb and we couldn't speak. But now some of us are dumb because we're speaking too much. Ah, oh, glory to God. Teach us how to listen, God. Teach us how to obey. So much disobedience in the land. Minister Sheila prayed about it earlier, about the sickness and the evilness and the things going on in this world. God, help us not to be so know-it-all. Help us not to be so opinionated and judgmental. Help us, God, to embrace one another, the diversity in one another, the difference in one another. Help us, God, to listen and to open us how to give honor and give honor where honor is due. God, teach the children how to give honor and respect. Teach the children that it's not always about there being a rule written on the wall, but it's a rule written in our hearts and our minds of honor and respect and courtesy that you've taught us, God. We thank you that our parents didn't allow us to overspeak them and disrespect them, for so many parents have. But God, we thank you that our parents taught us to be respectful. We thank you that our parents disciplined us when we weren't respectful, and it taught us to be respectful. God, teach the parents, the guardians, the aunts, the uncles, the elders, how to be living, walking epistles and examples for the youth. Teach us how to discipline them, God. It's not always about putting our hands on them. Sometimes it's about praying. Sometimes it's about those things that we call punishment. Some people remember those 30 days of not having that thing that they love. Some people remember those weeks or days of not having something. For people forget that fasting is something we relate to time, we relate to food, we relate to drink. But some children need to fast their phone. Some children need to have a fast of their television games. Some children need to have a fast of the various things that they like so that they can learn how to have their flesh disciplined. Some children need to have a fast of just speaking when adults are speaking. Teach us, God, the various facets of being on a fast. There's many things that can be fasted. God, you had me, I can't even remember how long it started, and because it's been going on for so long, to fast television. And now, God, when I watch television, it's with my family at different events and things of that sort. But God, when it comes to television that I used to love, I used to run home to watch various programs, Dark Shadows and different, all my children and things like that. But God, you took that appetite, that desire away from me. Appreciate it. Because God, now I have no reason not to be able to pray. Because God, I was spending so much time watching television instead of praying. I was spending so much time watching television until I wasn't reading your word. I was spending so much time watching television, God, until I wasn't spending time with my family, just whether it's in ministry, on blog, talk radio, or various things. God, there was times where I was not able to do the things that I should have been doing because I was watching television. So, God, there's so many things that we need to fast or to get out of our lives because it's taking our time of prayer and praise and worship out, just out of line, just out of focus, so that, God, we need to have that time to be with you, that time to speak to you, time to know that even when you told the man of God to speak to the rock and he hid it, that was disobedience. For yes, he did do something to the rock, but it wasn't what you said. For God, if you tell us to speak to the rock, we're to speak to it, not hit it. For God, when you tell us to fast the television, that means it's not that we're supposed to go in the room and be in another room, and although we can't see it, we're listening to it. God, teach us how to do things the way you want us to do it. Teach us how to speak and declare the word of God. Teach us the importance of knowing that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is just one Trinity, one triune. Teach Minister Sheila, Minister Cecilia, and Minister Sylvia how to be those three united family members that will bring prayer back to the family, bring praise of the Lord Jesus Christ back to our family. We need to praise you, God. We need to have prayer. God, we need to be postured so that the children and our families will be positioned to be patriarchs in the future as long as even comes. So, Lord Jesus, we're allowed until you return. But teach us, God, how to be patriarchs for the children and the people that are married into the family. God, teach Minister Brandon and Minister Stanley and Minister Juan how to come together just like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in order to be the examples of men and of fathers to the family, God. Teach us, God, how the three-strand cord is always stronger and better than a two-strand cord. Teach us, God, how to have you in the midst of everything that we do. And that everything that you ask us to do, God, the answer should always be yes, Lord. God, when things are going on in our lives and we don't understand it or even like it, teach us how to plead the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Teach us how when the enemy of our soul is coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that we can say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. And that we can say, you will cast, will be cast out and are cast out in the dry places in the desert for this day that we see today and this enemy that we see today and this situation and circumstance that we see today and this evil and this diabolical plan of the enemy and strategy that we see today, we will see no more because the blood prevails, because the angels of heaven are in camped all around us, because Jesus said that it was finished and God said that it was good. So it is so. Teach us, God, for there's barren areas in our lives that need to give birth. God, there's dry areas in our lives that need life and that more abundantly. God, we thank you for the healthy, healthy, healthy and powerful things that you're birthing in our lives. We thank you for the yoke-destroying anointing that you're birthing in our lives. We thank you that you've already proven that you're a miraculous God, for you've shown us that you're far greater than cancer, you're far greater than aneurysms, you're far greater than blood disease, cardiac disorders, central nervous system disorders, respiratory disorders, reproductive disorders, musculoskeletal disorders, any type of disorder that exists, greater. Your name is greater. And that even when the doctor says, no, it's over, you can say, not yet, not so. So we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for God that because of you, before all things and in him, all things consist. So we thank you. We thank you for Christ has not entered the holy places made with hands, which are copies of the truth, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. So we thank you for Jesus sitting on your right hand, making intercession for us. We thank you for Jesus being that final sacrifice, and that he redeemed us. And we know we're to declare, if the redeemed of the Lord need to say so, we've got to declare our redemption. We thank you for we're drawing near to you, God. We thank you that you're cleansing our hands and that you're purifying our hearts and that you're giving us one mind so that would not be people that are double-minded. We thank you for teaching us the importance of knowing that we're to have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. God, we thank you that we know many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. God, you didn't say some of them, you didn't say a portion of them, but you said you're a strong deliverer of them all. So we thank you. Thank you for the power in your word. We thank you for the power in prayer. God, we thank you that Minister Sheila and I have remembered your word that says, where there's one or two gathered in your name, that you are in the midst. So, God, we thank you for being in the midst of the prayer on today. We thank you for being in the midst of us doing ministry together. God, I thank you. It's an honor. It's a privilege to be able to pray with my sister Sheila, and I thank you. I don't take it for granted, God. It's an honor and a privilege. Someone would love to have a sister that they could pray with. Someone would love to have a sister that they could be in ministry with. Someone would love to be able to have the very things that you've given us on today, God. It's a blessing to have her, and I thank you for it, God. It's a blessing to have Minister Sylvia and Minister Brandon doing Monday night ministries, God. It's a blessing to truly learn that you said, not only in my sister's words, family first, but you told us in your word that the people of God needed to take care of Jerusalem first, which meant to take care of home first. Thank you for reminding us how important it is to not to be out here praying for the whole wide world on the World Wide Web of Blog Talk Radio and to not be praying for our families. So, God, I thank you for all of Billy's children. I ask you that they will be saved, they will be whole, and that they will be blessed. I thank you for all of Minister Sheila's children, that they will be whole, and that they will be holy, and that they will be blessed. God, I thank you for all of Minister Sylvia's children and stepchildren, and that they will be whole, and that they will be blessed. God, I thank you for all of the children of Minnie and Mary and Leela and any other sister or brother out there that we don't know about, those that we've claimed naturally and those that we've claimed supernaturally that we've adopted in our families, God. We thank you for all of the children that our parents have raised. God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. For the word of God says, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? So, God, we thank you. And we thank you for teaching us the importance of silence, the importance of listening to you, the importance of knowing that there's nothing unreachable or unattainable through you, God. There's nothing impossible for you, God. There's nothing that's extraordinary for you, God. There's nothing that you can't do, God. There is nothing that anyone could blame you for, God, for the evidence shows that you are just who you said you are. We thank you, God, for teaching us about the host of angels that are encamped around us. We thank you, God, for teaching us true humility. God, we thank you for giving us a pure heart. We thank you for teaching us the importance of continuous fellowship. God, we thank you for the mighty benefits and blessings and promises and clarity and strength, standing and holiness and righteousness and wholeheartedness and faith and reverence and perseverance and deliverance and wholeness and joy and peace and comfort and mercy and goodness and grace and praise and freedom and truth and mercy and peacefulness that's in your presence. We thank you for your presence, God. We thank you for that peace that surpasses all understanding, the joy unspeakable. We thank you for sealing every gate, every door, every way in our lives that the enemy would have tried to strategically come in and enter. We thank you for being the bread of life. Jesus, we thank you for being the showbread. God, we thank you that Jesus has been the light to this world that eradicates and consumes all darkness and evil. God, we thank you for the ability to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. We thank you, God, that we know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that you're an all-consuming fire. God, that you gave us the breath that we breathe. God, that you bring us knowledge and understanding and revelation. God, we thank you for the oil of your anointing. We thank you, God, that you tore down the veil that was between the holy place and the holy of holies. We thank you for tearing down the veil that we can come before you ourselves with all sincerity and knowing that you're going to give us the victory. Thank you, God, for teaching us the importance of a Selah moment. Pause to listen. And God, we pause once again to hear what you're saying. Thank you for teaching us to be comfortable in the silence, for in the silence we'll find you. Oh, God, we thank you for being able to hear you, for being able to be in your presence. We thank you for the quiet moments. Thank you for the quiet moments, God. We thank you for the peaceful moments. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We're going to go off the air a little bit early today, God. And we give you all of the praise and the honor. For God, we're going to go off the air, but we're not going to leave your presence. For God, we will use these final minutes not to be on the air, to be heard, but to be on the air, to hear you. We dedicate these last minutes of this service to you. After I've given Minister Selah the ability to say the last words, God, the next thing the people will hear is the music, and it will play softly so that we can hear you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Minister Selah, did you have anything else? Everyone, so remember, our foundational scripture is Matthew 6 and 33. I always say St. Matthew 6 and 33, for that old Bibles used to have that. So remember, it's but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So, Minister Selah, I don't know if your phone muted or if you're dropped, but I didn't get to hear anything else from you. So we'll talk to everybody on tomorrow. But let's talk with Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sylvia and Minister Brandon Kaiser. Remember, we love you with the love of God. Now take these last minutes and enjoy the Lord. Do you have anything, Minister Selah, before we go off the air?
I just want to say thank you for that prayer. Excuse me for the background noise. I just wanted to tell everyone, without God, the Son of Lord Jesus Christ, we are nothing, we have nothing, and you shall not be nothing. We can always be better than what we are. So don't let the devil fool you. Nothing come in instant. But when the God, Lord Jesus, blessing do come among you, it would be the best, the greatest feeling you will ever have in your life. So don't forget, pray to the Father, thank him for the day that you are here that is not promised. And I just want to say thank you for another day, thank you for the program, and thank you for the words of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. So thanks again for Minister Selah being on the line for us. And so just take this time to listen to this song, and then we'll transition to another. Like I said, it's going to be softly.
I'll be here.